Blog Talk Radio.
We never spend time talking to you, so we figured we'd lay it on you, let you know how we feel about love.
Paint a pretty smile each day. Loving is a blessing, yeah. Never let it fade away. It's all about love, yeah. Build yourself a true romance. Beauty that's around you, yeah. You deserve just one more chance, my dear, my dear. Let the light shine all through your life. Fill your little heart aglow. Take the time, make up your mind. It's all about love, yeah. Talking to yourself is fine. Makes you feel much better. Know just where to draw the line. Girl, my dear, girl, my dear, oh, God.
Well, we're talking about love, y'all. One of my favorites. And, well, as far as I'm concerned, very, very appropriate as well. Of course, that opening bumper tune, that we just heard was Earth, Wind, and Fire, all about love. And I thought that was an appropriate opening bumper tune for tonight's program, as this is the season of joy, peace, and all of that really stems from love. So this evening, we have an enlightening program, as always. But before I go there, let me backstep just a bit and say, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. You are at the right place and at the right time. My name is Daryl Clark, and I'm your host for the next 40 minutes or so for this particular program. And it is my honor and my pleasure to do so. Thank you for taking the time out to participate in another edition. As I was saying, this evening presents another opportunity for some news and information that's intended to be enlightening and inspiring and encouraging and empowering, and hopefully will instill you to get involved and actually make a difference. I'm literally thrilled with my guest for tonight because, well, first day of winter. Happy winter solstice to everyone in the listening audience. And as I said, it's a special pleasure because we do have a special guest this evening, and it's someone that has partnered with me over the many years, and it's always a pleasure, a true pleasure, to especially close out the year with this particular guest. If you are on my mail list, you know who I'm referring to, because you will have received an email from me. Now, with that said, send me an email if you are not on that list, and I'll add you to the weekly mail list so that you'll get a privy of who our guest will be for that particular evening or week. And that email that you'll be sending me will go to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, _CLA18 at msn.com. It's Daryl _CLA18 at msn.com, and let me know you want me to add you to the mail list. Also, that would be the means of you informing me of what you particularly like or even don't care for with regard to our programming. And if there is a guest and or topic that you believe deserves attention that's not getting attention from mainstream, or if it is getting some airplay, it's not getting the attention it's deserving, or it's being spun by political or business or other interest. And we'll certainly, we'll look into the subject matter and the guest and, vet it, of course, because any information that you hear on Progressive News Weekly is rooted in grounded in truth. And that's very important for us here. So with that said, for those of you who are on the mail list, you do know who that is. Here on Progressive News Weekly, we do pride ourselves on bringing you news and information that you can use. You know, it's news and information that often is through those means of communication, email, or you can even call me. It's news that you've brought to us. So it's news that's, we say, for you, by you, and of you. Much similar to what our Constitution, so, well, supposedly. There are those that you know might question that, but that's where we come in, because this nation was founded actually in the grassroots movement of making it what it is now. So, with that said, this evening, our special guest is Miss Eula Pasternak. And as I said, it's always a real pleasure to have Miss Pasternak join me. We have many, many similarities in that we're both truth seekers. We both care about humanity. We believe love is a foundation and a key to our society being well. And so it's always a fast time when we're together on the air. And so this evening, with it being the end of the year, so to speak, as we're going through the holidays, as they say, it really is a pleasure. So I am going to ask you to help me welcome Miss Eula Pasternak. And for those of you who don't know, if you're not a regular listener, we do tend to have new listeners every week. Eula Pasternak is a food specialist, especially with regard to genetically modified food. She specializes in human energy. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. She's also a consultant and, as I said, a humanitarian. She's also the founder of the Unity Center for Empowered Living. And we can get a little bit into that as well. But our focus this evening is, as we go into these holidays, and we've actually been into the holidays, typically it's referred to since Halloween. And we went into, of course, you know, Thanksgiving and Veterans Day and some of those other, you know, recognized holidays. And now we're into Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa and, you know, some of the other holidays that come in. And of course, then we bring in the new year. Now, underlying a lot of that are health issues, mental and physical. Many individuals go through stress, sometimes undue stress during these times. And so I just thought it would be a good thing to kind of, go into one of our last programs of the year with some positive perspective. And not just positive perspective in terms of encouraging words, but tools that you may be able to use to help you get through whatever you might be going through during this very special time of year. So, I'm looking forward to bringing Miss Pasternak to the air in a matter of minutes. And so she will be joining us to, you know, have some of that. She'll be joining us to have some of that discussion about being well and being balanced during this time of year. And so with that said, Eula, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Eula? Daryl. Hello, everyone.
Oh, yes. Hi, Eula. How are you today?
Keeping busy, but also maintaining my inner peace so the joy is flowing, feel safe, stable, strong.
Well, you know, I was just saying earlier as I was introducing you and speaking a little bit about your background for some of our new listeners, being the founder of the Center for Empowered Living and, being a wellness expert and specializing in genetically modified food and what does all of that mean. I mentioned that, and of course you heard that, What we want to focus on this evening, and we have a short time because I know you have a very tight schedule this evening, and we certainly appreciate you carving out some time for us within that. We want to focus because we could, as you've known, we can go for hours, literally, because there's so much that we can bring to our listeners. So this evening, I really want to focus on during this time for so many of stress and challenges as they're ending out a year and then going into a new year, on the positivity that and opportunities that reside within this realm of what we call life, regardless of what's going on. And I want to not just give some words and anecdotes, but actually some tools that they may be able to use. So how about that, Eula, for the short time we have left?
I'm all about good tools because I test them, I try them, and if they don't work, I look for new ones.
Well, I have a feeling that that's going to be one of the tools that you are going to offer, and that is, if it's not working, you know, don't continue with that effort. I have a feeling that that'll be one of the things that you'll be recommending.
Well, again,
you know,
we hopefully lead by example. But sometimes mm-hmm. we are so stubborn in insisting that something that is not meant to work, that it will work, it will work, it will work. Whether it's our investment in friendships, whether it's investment in what we study or our profession. Sometimes, yes, it is good to push through and maintain a certain course in life. But sometimes we have finished that particular contribution or that particular lesson and that particular relationship, whether it's with a profession or with people. And it's time to move on and try something new.
How do we know? How do we know when it's that time?
Well, I call that an art of perception.
Mm-hmm.
Something that we train, something that we can strengthen, something that we can make more accurate, whether it's called intuition, whether it's called knowing, whether it's called sensing. We all have inner voice. And I'm not talking about inner critic always telling us, don't try anything new because it might be dangerous, you might die.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're not good enough, you're not skilled enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not young enough, you're not whatever. Not that. I'm talking about that sacred mm-hmm. voice, that higher calling, that higher self that is always talking and trying to encourage us to be brave, to have that courage to treat ourselves dignity with sacredness and honor that sacred in us. So
that voice, it should be one of positivity. That is that one of the keys to know that it's a divine and genuine voice?
Genuine. That's
as
the
opposed,
key. Is it
as opposed to something
or
egotistical
false?
Or, yeah.
And that is how we define and live with integrity. Is it my true self or is it my imposter, my ego, my inner critic pretending that it is wise and strong and knows better, even though I sense that there is something wrong, that I shouldn't be doing this? How many of us went to a place where we didn't really want to go and then we sort of felt in danger? How many of us went to visit someone and sensed that we should have checked on our parents or checked on someone else but ignored that inner voice, and then we find out that they were in trouble? And therefore, we regretted not listening to that voice, not listening to that intuition. But first and foremost, it is for ourselves. So we are strong and stable. Sometimes, yes, it's good to know we're in danger. Run. But most of the time, it is our way of feeling what is helpful. Is complaining, is hanging out with negative people, is always being hard on ourselves, full of regrets, leading to depression. Is that helpful? Is that going to solve our issues? Help us get strong? Help us heal? Usually for me, it doesn't feel good. And it's not helpful. So I want to change that. And by changing that, I change my attitude. I change my outlook. I look for what I know are always available to me. And I call them blessings in disguise. Mm-hmm. I train myself to look for blessings in disguise, to look for positive things so that can start a chain reaction of positive outlook and attracting positive people, positive solutions, effective tools that help me maintain my health, my sanity, my good attitude, my positivity, my way of not just living, but being an example to others. So I don't have to preach. I show and encourage by leading by example. Frequently validated. Even this morning, I went to visit a client whose husband died just 2 weeks ago while I was away. And the words that I offered, the memories that we shared, the empathy that I offered validated for her that she senses that he's at peace, that he is watching over her, that he's no longer suffering. That is the attitude we can adopt. That is the blessing in disguise that we can choose to connect to. So instead of going into sadness, oh, my holidays will be without my husband, I so admire the strength, the courage, the choice of remembering the good things, choosing to feel that loved one around, feeling protected, feeling supported, choosing to think that he is at peace. That is
that choice. Yeah.
What do I choose? What do we choose as family, as neighbors? How much influence do I have over my family? Or am I ridiculed? Am I put down? Then I have very little, if no influence, and I remove myself because they're not giving me a choice to be around and be appreciated. I love them, but if they are rude or disrespectful, I leave. They have a choice to treat me well, and I define what that means because I define what I choose to have in my life to maintain my health, the physical, mental, emotional, and my soul health. Very few of us actually want to tend to that piece of our human existence. We have too many preachers, teachers out there that ignore that important part or in many religions. They want to be in charge and control us. And that requires a little rebellion, a little self-love, a little clearing of our divinity. And that's what I like about solstice, especially winter solstice, because we welcome more daylight, the burst of sun. Yes, the sun, the star. But also, we can choose to connect to beautiful pagan traditions that celebrate the birth of the next cycle of life. Birth of sun, as in nature will wake up in spring. It's resting now. But the energy has shifted, so the next cycle begins supporting life. Don't get me wrong, winter plays an important role. Freezing what needs to be frozen and then thawing out to show us the new beginning and then bursting out with life. And those are cycles in our life as well. If we can look at them, if we choose to connect to that example, because nothing stays the same. One of my favorite sayings is, change is inevitable, but growth is optional. The change will always be with us. We're never stuck unless we choose that attitude. For me, I'm stuck. There's nothing, I'm stuck. I'm a victim. No, there's always a choice. And there is always a change available to embrace and help. And you know that from trying to help others change their, not just attitude, but also ways of supporting their body, ways of supporting mental health, ways of supporting social structures that either help us or are hurting us. And that is what I mean by saying attitude is a choice. Health is choice. Wealth is choice. And sometimes maybe you also get comments, oh, you don't have the burdens, you don't have the trouble, you don't have the problems that I have. It's easy for me to say. Well, most of the time, only the closest friends know really what's going on in our lives. In our profession, we usually do not share our troubles. We all have challenges. We all have heartaches. We all have potential regrets. Will we inspire others by complaining, by giving into despair and depression, by pointing out how awful, ugly, dysfunctional this world is? I don't think so. I always feel better when I can see the beauty, when I can see positive, when I can sense someone's courage to choose different that will lead to better. His or her definition of better, not mine. And create a better life. That's what I pray for.
I know that you actually work with individuals in your Center for Empowered Living. What do you say to that individual, the same as we've been discussing here, that says, how do I manifest what it is that you're speaking about, Ms. Pasternak? You know, how do I make that change? Ms. Pasternak, you've told me that I have the option of changing, and I love that quote that you said, change is inevitable. And what was the second part of that? But progression
growth is optional. Growth is optional. Do I embrace that change, or do I fear it and fight it? Can I can I sense and be correct in my perception that that change is for the better?
Mm.
Or is the fear taking over of trying something new or letting go
mm-hmm.
of something that has run its course? That
mm.
is the power of choice. And that is part of our toolbox, because free will was given to us. How do we work with free will? How do we work with the choices that have been given to us, our physical body, our emotional, our mental, our soul, all of our light body? How do we work with it? Do we work with it? Or are we programmed and give in to, well, I don't know, it's not my fault, this is it, I'm stuck. There is so much that we can do to help, to activate, to empower, to get to know our tools. This amazing body, train the mind, find that joy as and choose it as medicine for our emotional life, and pleasure and beauty and passion. Connect to the soul. When the soul and our mind and the heart, and when we're healthy, we know it. We feel it. Others notice, compliment us. Well, sometimes it comes out a little funny, just like, hey, what are you on? I want some of that. I'm on my joy, not on drugs. I am joyful because that is what I choose, and that is what I correct when I'm not in my joy. Because I choose joy as my medicine. Not fake about it. Authentic. I enjoy going and cheering people up. Whether it's a stranger or whether it's a friend, whether it's an acquaintance in a post office, grocery store, someone I meet in public transportation. That's what I choose. And I hope more and more choose that. Because that amplifies and helps to heal those that are in despair, that are feeling lost, unappreciated, alone, helpless. That we help each other. And that is a choice.
So these choices are an important, actually, one of the important tools that we're talking about here, that conscious option of choice. I mean, because I say conscious specifically because I think some of us make choices without thinking about it. But
well,
I'm hearing you say we need to be conscious of some of our choices.
Well, especially if the results are not to our liking. Just reflect and just like, uh-oh, what happened? I meant well. I did what I was guided to do, and it's not working. Is there a missing piece? Adding to it is a choice. Training perception to be accurate is a choice. Training our senses to interpret signals more correctly is a choice. Training our mind to obey us is a choice. Taking care of the body so it's not a burden to us or others is a choice. And being authentic, kind, enjoying being a human, creating good human connections. Well, then the soul is learning how to manage this physical world, how to manage interactions. and we will be more successful in our choices. Those are our tools, and the religions and philosophies are assisting us to use those tools well, so we create a peaceful, joyful life. And if they're not helpful, if they're shaming us, then they're taking us away from our dignity and divinity. We can change that. And I hope more and more people choose that over being stuck with certain philosophy, with certain profession or family relationships that hurt. I hope
you know, I was having a discussion earlier in the week about that, about family relationships. And you mentioned, I've heard you use the word stuck. We don't have to be stuck. Sometimes we put ourselves in a position of being stuck. And what I come to see, and I was in a workshop earlier in the week on stress, and statistically one of the largest, greatest stressors is family. And I think it's because of the access, because we have stressors at work, but we go home at the end of the day. We have stressors in some relationships that are not cohabitant, and we can always walk away. Of course, you have stressors where you are cohabitating, such as marriages and things like that, where then you are in a situation where you're there. But you mentioned being stuck, and family relationships, because of that access, I think is one of the greater stressors, because family sense, even if they aren't cohabitated with you, they have access. They can pick up the phone. That's my cousin. That's my brother. That's my sister. That's my auntie. And in some cases, you know, because of the guilt factor that's played, you know, family can have that access and play on your emotions. And so I'm glad that you brought that up, you know, that piece about family, because I would say that you mentioned earlier that we don't want to be enablers. And we have to be very careful, I believe, in speaking of choice, to choose to protect oneself, even and sometimes especially with family members. What's your thought on that?
Well, again, what's going on? Is someone respectful or disrespectful? What is the guilt trip about? That I don't do enough? Well, what is my level of service that I am able, willing, and ready to offer? Many of us are encouraged to what I call run on empty, be in service 24/7 without enough rest, enough resources, enough help to take care of our own needs. And I'm not talking about mothers of little children. I'm talking about adults who prey on emotions because they're needy, because they choose to be victims, they choose to be poor me attitude, rescue me, not help me so that I can help myself, but prey on people. Do this for me, do that for me, because you're my family. Like, no, you are a grown human who can take care of himself or herself, but chooses not to. And I am generalizing. I'm not trying to insult anyone. I'm just asking to evaluate if there is in family a fair exchange. Oh, but I love you. Well, show me. Love is not trying to use me for my time for my energy, for my money, for my strength, by playing on my emotions, pulling out that family card. You owe me attention because you're family. No, I will exchange attention for attention when it's positive, when it's productive, when I can sense that it will lead to healing, that it will lead to resolution. And that is what I'm asking humanity to reconsider, so we don't share empty with empty, so we do not walk around complaining because we regret our relationships, because we regret our choices. And misery loves company. I was pleasantly surprised how quickly just a few kind words to a priest in Poland who stopped by to visit before the holidays helped him fill up. Within a few minutes of being kind and positive, his whole face lit up, his demeanor changed, and he was courageous enough to say, "Thank you. You are the first home that I can relax in because no one has complained, because no one has asked me to pray because they are miserable." That is what I am trying to say. Let's build each other up the best way we can and know how. Kindness, consideration, authenticity, good, sincere hugs, smile. We have laughter therapy all over the world. How is that for bringing joy and using it as medicine? We know when we feel good. We know when we are positive. We know the difference. So how do we feel when we lose that or give in to someone who is interested in getting attention just so they can unload and complain? We know the difference. Do we have the courage to stop enabling it and politely either change the subject or with family members point it out? Maybe they will choose not to do that. Maybe they will learn the lesson. Maybe they will then turn around and offer the same kind advice to others. Maybe they will be so angry that they will no longer call us and try to be abusive in their reaction. Well, that is a choice. But then that is also a clear signal that they don't get it. And for me, that is a signal to stay away. Because I do not deserve to be preyed on. I do not deserve to be disrespected. Because that is what I choose in life. That is what I choose to lead by example. And encourage others to test for themselves. Don't do as I do. Don't even do as I say. Try it out and see how it works for you. I can only say what works and how it works for me. I can share the tools, but I cannot make anyone use the tools or guarantee the same result. We all are unique individuals with different degrees of willingness, readiness, and ability to create our health, wealth, and happiness in life. We can share, we can encourage, we can help if that is appropriate. and then observe how others put it into action. That is what I hope and pray more humans choose, because that is available to all of us.
Do you believe that we're all endowed with a gift to make a difference?
Why else would we be here?
Good answer. Good answer. Not what I necessarily wanted to hear, but good answer in terms of being specific and accurately descriptive in your answer. And interesting, with all of that said, it was actually an answer in terms of a question, in the form of a question, which typically is not good grammar or communication, but the answer that you gave, I think anyone with any perception at all or intuition at all would understand exactly what you mean. Why else?
Back to our existential questions. Who am I? What am I? Why am I here? I mean, we mentioned, you know, sometimes holidays are hard because we lose loved ones that we would enjoy having around the holidays. So where do we go after here? Basic questions. And how content am I with the knowledge, the experience so far that answers those questions? Because they determine our inner peace. And I do not see religions being enough, because we still fight and kill each other in the name of what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know better and you don't,
yeah.
So that if you don't, if I say, I have the right to kill you?
Hmm. In the name of some religious deity, no less.
Or greed.
Yeah. Or greed.
That is the choice that each one of us makes. How much do I trust myself? Am I a trustworthy human? How much do I share my gifts? Did I turn them on? Do I have access to my guidance? Do I have quick connection to my higher powers? Or am I slow, ineffective, and feeling lost because my experience has been misery? We all have ups and downs. We are here to be challenged, to grow, to learn, to try, to create something new. That's what winter solstice is about. Let it die and give birth to the new.
One more time. Repeat that, please. Why the winter solstice is here. Repeat what you were just saying.
Death and birth is an ongoing process.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to allow some things to die so that new can be created. Allow nature to go to sleep so that it can blossom again. That's the thing of the four seasons that we have here. Why not use them to inspire us, to help us heal, to give us that blessing in disguise to allow us to flow, heal through nature. Share with nature our gratitude, respect. So we bring that safety, stability to us and create with that and share that.
You know, even though it's coldest here in the northern hemisphere, during the winter solstice, the day is actually getting longer, which is sort of like
yes.
an oxymoron. You understand? There's more light, but yet it's colder. You know, I often
well,
see
that's...
cards, especially this time of the season, that says, "May the light of this season be yours throughout the new year."
Yes.
I mean, if anyone has ever
more...
bought a greeting card for a holiday, you may have seen something of that nature. You know, the light, you know, speaking of the light.
Yes. We have the light as frequency, as inspiration, as joy. There are forms of the source energy, the love that comes in as frequency, as power to create with. And the temperature serves its purpose. There are blessings to freezing certain aspects of our world, like bugs, like things that cause infections. Yes, please, freeze them, minimize. But there are good things about cold temperatures, asking us to maybe slow down and rest and build reserves for the rest of the year. Because there are always blessings in disguise. It's up to us to choose the depth of our perception, accuracy, the depth of our understanding, so then we can integrate it with our experience and create again, choose again, and do better for ourselves and for each other. And that will bring more peace to our world.
Wow. Eula, Pastor Neck, I'm looking at our time, and I know you have had a hard stop at about 7:30 p.m. because you have an appointment. I thank you so, so much for the enlightenment, the tool. And if I were to summarize, I would say, it's a tool of choice. It's a tool of awareness. You mentioned examining, you know, the situation, you know, regardless. And you answered my question. What about those that are hurting, you know, that have a problem with finances, with a, you know, just lost a job, health, just got bad news relatively from a doctor, or reflect on a time during this period of the year that was not pleasant in the loss of a loved one or of the like, or just simply are alone. And so you mentioned there's analysis and choice. And sometimes we have to sit back and understand that we're divine. You wouldn't be here if you weren't, you said. If you didn't have a gift, you wouldn't be here. There is nothing on the planet that's coincidental. The tulip, the daisy, the oak tree, the blade of grass, the human. And we appreciate that.
I remember
what you said.
Someone said, God does not create junk. Humans create junk.
Yeah.
So let's
That's right.
clean up our act and help each other to be better humans. Kinder, gentler, healthier, happier. Have a wonderful holiday season, whichever holidays you celebrate. And may peace prevail on earth, because that can be our choice. And I pray 2018 will show us our power to choose that over war, over violence, over greed. And we will truly show each other how powerful we are in our choice of creating good in this world.
Wow. Yula, Pastor Nack, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I wish peace and blessings and wealth and health to you and yours throughout this season and throughout this year as well coming up. And I'm looking forward to
us
in 2018 reconnecting and repartnering and making a difference and bringing information without fear, shame, or guilt in 2018 and helping others, as you say, to make this world a better place.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Yula Pasternak. Yula, we'll be looking to talk with you soon to plan for next year, and hopefully it won't be many weeks before you'll join us, because there's a few things on the horizon. I didn't want to get into them tonight. I wanted to stay positive that I want to talk with you about that's going on, which I'm sure you know about in the GMO world and adulterated food world. We're going to talk about a lot of these things next year as we bring truth to power continually. God bless you. Be well and be under the light.
Thank
happy
you.
Happy winter solstice.
Happy.
Well, listeners.
Happy holidays. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Enjoy. Well, listeners, we've come to the end of another program. We've been talking with Ms. Yula Pasternak, and if you came in late, you'll want to go to the archives on this one. Yula Pasternak is the founder of the Unity Center for Empowered Living, and if you'd like information on that, drop me an email, and I'll be glad to share that information. I don't know if Yula, are you still there, Yula? Did you sign off yet? Yula?
I'm still here. Yes, I am.
Oh, great, great. Yes. Can you share reach information if someone wanted to reach you before you go off the line? Because there you said some things, and there may be someone that'll tune in that they may want to reach out and have some personal contact with you for assistance and whatever they're going through.
Okay. Well, phone number 610-850-3319. Email ULA@hnecenter.com. I am in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And what was that email one more time, please? The email?
My name is ULA@hnecenter, Health and Empowerment Center. hnecenter.com.
All right. And if anyone did not get that, you can always reach out to myself. And we appreciate that. I don't know if we have a listener who has a question for you or wants to comment for the end of the season. Hello, I have a 718. Are you there?
Yes, 718 is there. I enjoyed the show very much. Very enlightening.
Hi.
It was very Ronald Crenshaw is my name, so you know who I am.
Yes, Ronald, our historian. Yes, how are you?
Yes, very, very, very enlightening. I appreciate the show very much. And we really need to struggle for that type of humility for each other. And, that's my view of going forward, is to struggle for that. It's so difficult.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let us choose to make it easier. Let us choose to inspire and support each other throughout this season, the winter, and the whole year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you.
That was wonderful. Thank you, Ms. Pasternak. Thank you so much. Ron, yeah, we thank you as well. You've been here on the program a few times, offering the information that you have as a historian, talking about things that are happening in society. I want to thank you and wish you and yours a very happy new year as well,
Mr. Crenshaw.
I'm looking forward to you joining us in the upcoming year as well with more enlightening information as you have shared with Truth to Power as well. And so glad to hear your voice and had the opportunity to wish you and yours a very, very happy new year and enjoyable holidays. Listeners, I want to thank you for taking the time out this year to tune in and join us on Progressive News. We're looking forward to an enlightening new year. Next week, Thursday, a week from today, we'll be closing out the year. I believe we have Dr. Craig Wright, who will be doing a year in hindsight on next Thursday, and then we'll be going into the new year with some new programming. So, again, wishing everyone the happiest and safest and prosperous new year that they could possibly imagine. And so until next week, tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. And we will see you next week, hopefully. Ron, thanks. Good talking with you, buddy.
I appreciate your text message. Thank you.
All right. Anytime.
Okay.
All right. Enjoy, everyone. Enjoy your holiday. Tell someone you love them, because you may not have an opportunity in the future. Enjoy.